the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
You don't cover that up there in Maryland. Hello, Brains. Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney, the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Today, from Maryland, we have a beautiful guest. Her name is Petula Alicia Frazier, and she does so many wonderful things. She is, by trade, a nanny. I want to talk to her about that, but I want to talk about how she also protects, helps, and nurtures women, because she is also a life coach. She's a certified strategic intervention coach. What does that mean? That's a big $25 title, Brains. You know, in her coaching program, she equips high-achieving professional women with tools and skills to push past obstacles, to push past self-doubt, to push past frustration, and to become the woman of passion, purpose, and power. Let's welcome her to the Edge. Hello, Petula Alicia. How are you?
Hi, April. I am doing great.
Well, you look like you're doing extremely well at the top of the world there. I love the window, and I love you and all things Petula. So tell us a little bit about you.
So April and the Brains, I was born in the island of Trinidad and Tobago.
All right. And Trinidadian.
Yes, I am a Trinidadian by birth. And I migrated to the U.S. when I was 25. And I've been here for over 22 years. And since I've been here, it's been quite a journey. And I work full-time in childcare for over 20 years. And I have worked as a nanny, I have worked as a baby nurse, and I've worked closely with families and, of course, with children. And finally, I found my calling, which is coaching, and I am currently building my coaching practice part-time. And I am a strategic intervention coach, which in what we do is coach people from a compassionate point of view. How do I explain that? And it's based on some of Tony Robbins' teaching, because they are an associate of Tony Robbins. And so we use a lot of his foundational coaching.
Yes, right here in San Diego. I've walked on fire with him, girl. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, and you know, again, motivation and inspiration and support is key. So you started doing nannying and childcare. You know, it takes a special kind of person to nurture and love, but it also takes a certain kind of person for people to trust you with their child. I was very skeptical, you know, and you are taking on the responsibility as a surrogate parent. So I know that you understand the psychology. You don't only have to work with the children, but you have to work with their parents. And sometimes you're going to see there's dysfunction there, but you're the one that has to be the sounding board that levels it all out. So you've been able to take all these skills, everything that you've learned, and create this great coaching practice. Let me ask you something a little bit about the culture in Trinidad. Is this something that is well received as far as coaching and training traditionally? And the reason why I say that is because some cultures say, you know what, you better be strong and you better deal with it. You know, all this coaching and babysitting and handholding, we're not going to do. That's not a part of the cultural norm. What is it like there in Trinidad when it comes to this type of philosophy and this type of work?
From what I remember, it's not something that is pushed in the culture. As a matter of fact, as you asked that, about over a year ago, I was talking to a Trinidadian plumber, and I was telling him that I was a coach, and he basically had the reaction that you just explained, that, you know, suck it up, deal with it, and, you know, people want to be babied. But it's not that. It's how to put it. It's that stigma that's associated with like when it comes to mental health issue, yeah, and things like that, thinking that it's not a real problem and that it's something just to get over, right, not realizing that certain things happen to people in your journey, especially in a child. And unless you deal with certain things, it will show up in how you function in relationships, on your job, and in your experiences as an adult. So it's not something like when I was growing up, I remember experiencing, how to put it, depression. Mm-hmm. And I know now as an adult and having lived in the States for a few years that it was depression I was experiencing. But back home, there was nothing to facilitate that or to help me through that. So it is not something that is widely available or accepted in my experience.
Now, when I kind of looked over your bio and your information, you're working with high performance,
yes,
individuals. What does your ideal client look like? As I say to my guests all the time, everybody's not coachable, you know? And so we want to pour the best that you have into them, but also so that they can receive it. So what kind of clients are you looking for when you say high performance? Are they corporate women? Are they very accomplished lunch ladies that network and are very philanthropic? What does your client base look like?
Well, exactly. And you got it. When I say high achievers, it's women who are willing to step out and achieve more. You could be an athlete, you could be a business person, you could be in the corporate world and ready to transition into finding your passion and reinventing yourself. You could be a doctor, a lawyer. She may have gotten to a certain level in her success and she finds herself stuck for whatever reason, and she knows that she's not living in her full potential and she wants to go beyond that but does not quite know how to do that. And that's where I come in. So it's for the woman that says, I know there is more, I want to be more, I am open to exploring that, to discovering that. I am open to being vulnerable. I will show up for myself and I will invest in myself because I know that this life is not a dress rehearsal and I am here to live it to its full potential. So those are the kind of women I'm looking for and that I serve.
Well, hell. you are doing the most, okay? You are very clear. And that's what I love on the edge, is that you are clear with your deliverable, because people really don't know what they don't know. They don't know how to receive what it is. It's a big canvas and you are there to color in the white spaces. So give us a couple exercises or maybe a couple suggestions that you give brand new clients and helping them identify what it is that they need to tackle.
First of all, I like to get them to ask the question, who am I? Because one of the first foundation is understanding who you are, accepting who you are, and embracing that fully so that you can show up unapologetically in the world. And when people challenge you or challenge what you are about, you can stand firm and understand, this is who I am, this is what I'm about. So the first thing I do is give them questions that will help them identify their strengths, see where their weaknesses are, and see, you know, look at their competitors or people around them that are similar, that things that are working for them, and how they can, you know, use their strengths to, you know, level up to where they want to go. And yeah, that's one of the first things. Definitely, who are you? What are your desires? What exactly do you want? Mm-hmm. And where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? Mm-hmm.
I know, that's that $25 question. They used to ask me that when I was in corporate America. You go for an interview and they say, so where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? And I'm saying, I'm hoping employed. Because everything is just so topsy-turvy. You know, people have no sense of direction. They're not clear. But we're talking about that. Tell me something, Petula Alicia. What is your why? And I ask this because there's great coaches out there. There's great team builders. But what does this do for you? Is it monetary? Is it ego? Is it joy? Is it strength? Is it an awareness, an awakening? What is your why? Why do you want to be a life coach?
That's a wonderful question. And for me, like the question, what is your why? I look at your why is doesn't have to be a single reason. It could be a multitude of reasons. One of my why is that I feel that this is what God has called me to do. I am definitely a nurturer. I am that giver. Secondly, because of the work I've done in my life and the work I've helped women do in their lives and seeing the kind of transformation they've had, I want to help women transform their lives. I want to help them be more empowered, more fulfilled, live more joyously and intentionally. Not just existing and accepting what comes their way, but saying that I am going to live full out and I'm going to show up. And I love seeing women once they have made that transformation and start believing and living the life that they want to live.
Well, that's a lot. So what do you do to keep yourself on the cutting edge? Who pours into you? Who keeps you strong?
Oh my gosh. Like one of my strengths I discovered when I did my strength analysis is that I have something called, one of my top five is I'm an input, which means I like to learn. I read, I watch videos, I do webinars. I am that person that if I'm not careful, I'll spend the day absorbing every material I can find on because personal growth is my passion. Becoming my best self is my passion. Achieving whatever goals I set my mind on or what God has called me to, that's my passion. So I'm always learning. I have a wonderful coach right now that pours into me. And she is Sandra Kimayu. And she is awesome. And before that, I had another coach, Amanda Daly, that she poured into me. And so I've been getting coaching from one-on-one coaching from individuals plus webinars, books, you name it. Wow. I do.
Well, and it takes a lot of work in between that and taking care of somebody else's kid.
Exactly. So finding, just learning time management and finding like first thing in the morning, you know, and it's been a struggle. I haven't been always perfect, but to get the best out of the day, I would get up at 4 a.m. so that I can get things done before I get out the door for work. So it's just a matter of coming up with breaking things up into segments and determining what you're going to do and when you're going to do it.
So when you break those things up and slice and dice, tell us what you like to do. I know you like to travel and you like to hike. But what does your downtime look like? What is your R&R, the time for you to relax and regroup, not read a book, but you know, what do you like to do? Do you like to go to the spa? What do you like to do?
Honestly, I would love to go to the spa more often. I haven't been for a while, but getting massages are definitely my thing. But a lot of the times right now, I would what most people would call boring because I work hard Monday to Friday. So a lot of times on Saturdays, I like to stay home. I like to relax. I may cook myself something that I really enjoy eating. I may even put on the TV and watch something really funny that I can laugh. But I really just like to, whether it's to paint my nails or like scrub my feet, or just take care of me and get a nice bottle of wine someday.
Absolutely. And we'll toast to you. Let's talk about cooking, because I know they got some good food. I've been to Trinidad, girl. They got some conch fish. What is that you cook? Tell me one of your signature recipes, something that you treat yourself to.
Oh, my goodness. I'm not bragging. It's based on what other people say. I'm a great cook. So two of my favorite dishes is, one is Kalaloo from Trinidad, Kalaloo rice and stew chicken. Mm. And that's one of my top favorites, but especially like when it's cold, my favorite dish right now for the fall is a lasagna I like to make.
Really?
Yes.
Well, we're going to have to bring you back, because that's what I'm going to do. I do a segment called Podcast Potlucks, where I bring in my former guests and I catch you in the kitchen. I want to see how you put these recipes together, because cooking is a meditation. People don't realize that, you know, putting the ingredients together, making them taste, serving them to individuals, rising them up. So you're serving other things. You are serving a signature program. Tell us a little bit about the program that you have devised, that you're working with your team of clients to really kind of take them to the next level.
So my program is called Beyond the Outside Image, A Guide to Your Internal Greatness. And it's based on the formula of YOMBA, which again, like when I was talking about, it's like your internal image, like who are you? And that's what the Y is for. And the O is for openness. You gotta be open. You gotta be open to receiving. You gotta be open to showing up and just exploring and discovering, because if you're not coachable, like you had mentioned before, it's not going to work. You got to be willing to do the work. And so it's about putting that formula together so that at the end of it, that you come to a place where you know what you want, and we can come up with a plan of action, which I call your signature success map, so that you know exactly what actions you're going to take once you come to the conclusion of who you are, what do you want, where do you see yourself going? And within there, you develop a personal mission statement and a personal five-year plan. And that helps you to develop your signature roadmap.
That's awesome, Sauce. So as you are doing this, now you're working with individuals, but I look, you know, researching you, I see that you are very strong with groups. So you have group programs, and you have an online presence, and you work one-on-one, correct?
Yes, you can work with me in one of three ways. We can do one-on-one. I am moving to more of the signature group coaching program, and you can work with me for 12 weeks or for 6 months in the two signature group coaching program, or you can do a one-on-one.
Wow. And so you have an online presence, so my brains can touch you from anywhere on the planet, correct?
Yes, definitely. My website, which is PetulaAlicia.com. I am on Facebook, Petula Alicia Fraser, Beyond the Outside Image. And on my homepage, you know, they can even schedule a one-on-one free clarity session with me, which is 45 minutes long.
Brains, take advantage of this. You know, people dedicate their lives, okay? She's got a full-time gig. She doesn't have to pour into you, okay? She doesn't have to take the time to work with coaches and mentor, develop plans, schedule her time, and give you a free 45-minute session, and then you don't show up. If you have a quandary about where you are, where you want to be in the coming year, where you want to be in the next 2 months, if you're in a situation that is not working for you, then Petula Alicia is who you need to contact, okay? Because she's a brain and she's here on the edge. Sweetheart, could you please leave my brains with a word of encouragement and motivation, something that you'd like to pour into them that they can hold inside their heart, remember that you gave it to them, and, you know, just reach back and grab and hold on to it when they're in a strange place?
Just that God has made you enough, and sometimes we have doubt and we have fear, but just trust your instinct, and especially if you feel that God is calling you to do something, trust that you are enough and you will find your way. you have what you need within you to get through the next day, the next hour, and really step into your greatness.
And that's what we want to do. We want to step into our greatness, and we want to walk in some stilettos with red bottoms.
I hope platinum heels.
Okay, that's what I said. We want to do it. We want to do it. Thank you so much, Patricia, Alicia, Gracia, for being here on The Edge with us. I just really am watching you. I'm watching you flourish. You look beautiful in white, girl. Everybody can't wear white, but you wear it. Okay? You are absolutely
Thank you, April.
And Brains, again, like I said, go back, listen to other edgy conversations. We've got a whole host of interviews that are in the hopper, as well as posted up on all the social media platforms, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Spotify, YouTube, iTunes. You want me to sing them to you? Go back and listen to them. Share them with your friends. Again, you know, we can't touch every single person, but we're trying to touch as many as we can. Thank you so much, Petula Alicia, for being here with me on The Edge. Please come back. Keep us informed. I'm watching you.
Definitely. Thank you, April.
Bye. Bye, brains. Have a great day.